feel the need to still get Ms. Manthey on the phone. And the other one is if we go along with the, that they want to be an advisory board and they are classified as an advisory board, I am perfectly all right with just changing the word from hired to selected.
Okay.
And leaving the status as it is. Can I continue? My explanation to that is that they are then simply selected by the board, but they are hired by the nation.
Congresswoman Edwards, and then Ms. Duty.
So any of this is what would happen going forward? Okay, because it doesn't make any difference. I mean, where we are now is we have an editor who has been hired, and so it doesn't really, it's not really impacting her.
No.
Okay.
Ms. Duty.
Ms. Manthey is ready for a phone call. Are you calling her, or does she need to call in?
We can call her from here if she wants, if you want.
Okay. 720-256-1312.
Hi, Tara. It's Paula. We've got you on speakerphone with the Congressional Affairs Committee.
Good afternoon. Hold on just one second.
It's all the same here. We're still in consideration of that motion.
Okay. Just to remind the committee, we are still on the motion. So I'm going to turn it back over to Congresswoman Staber. I want to say good afternoon to Ms. Manthey and welcome to the Government Operations Committee. And Ms. Staber?
I guess to bring her up to date a little bit, I've submitted a committee substitute for the SHIELD section, which is 12-112, and I now don't have a copy of it. So what we're doing is we're removing lines 252 to 255 under the SHIELD section, and I have a replacement for it. And under that section, it will read, a publisher, editor, reporter, or other person connected with or employed, or any person who has been so connected or employed by the Osage News and working within the scope of their work should not be adjudged in contempt by a judicial, legislative, or administrative body or any other body having the power to issue subpoenas or refusing to disclose the source of any information procured while so connected or employed for publication in a newspaper, magazine, digital, or periodical publication for refusing to disclose any unpublished information obtained or prepared in gathering, receiving, or processing of information for communication to the public. And the reason I am putting forward that selection, that substitution, is because the original paragraph did not define what we were talking about, but it also included the source as having protection. And so we wanted to remove that and insert this paragraph.
Are you still there, Ms. Manthey?
Yes, I am. I was just pulling that up. The version that I've last seen. So I'm just gonna. Okay. So you're adding, you're removing the source from protection.
Yes, and giving it a new definition.
Okay. Congresswoman Edwards.
In the context of this, who is the publisher? And who is other persons connected with or employed?
Well, other persons connected with or employed would be any contract or reporter working for the news for, you know, as a period of time, or staff member or photographer or anyone else that might be drawn in or connected to it.
Work they're doing for the publisher? Nation.
Publisher, I would assume, is the Osage News. They publish the paper.
Ms. Duty.
Maybe it could be rephrased to say editorial board instead of publisher.
Okay. So I guess I can make the amendment to
Make the change and restate.
Okay, withdraw and restate.
Okay.
It will now read, the editorial board, editor, reporter, or other persons connected with or employed, or any person who has been so connected or employed by the Osage News and working within the scope of their work shall not be adjudged or in contempt by a judicial, legislative, or administrative body, or any other body having the power to issue subpoena for refusing to disclose the source of any information procured while so connected or employed for publication in a newspaper, magazine, digital, or other periodical publication, or for refusing to disclose unpublished information obtained or prepared in gathering, receiving, or processing of information for the communication to the public.
Okay, just to simplify that, you struck the word publisher and inserted the editorial board.
Yes.
Okay. Congresswoman Edwards?
So, the editorial board is a...
Use your mic, please.
Sorry. The editorial board is a Osage Nation board. And the Osage News is an Osage Nation.
Hello.
Ms. Manti?
No, I think we just hung up on her.
Well, I was trying to call her back.
Yeah.
She was trying to call in and she got us back.
Redial.
My question is, the editorial board is an Osage Nation board.
720-256.
The editor of the Osage News is an Osage Nation employee. Any reporters are Osage Nation employees.
Yes, ma'am, you're back on the line. Hold on just one second. Continue on, Ms. Edwards.
Okay, so I was asking, the editorial board is an Osage Nation board. The editor and any reporters that are hired as full-time employees are Osage Nation employees. Persons connected with or employed by the Osage News. Who does the Osage Nation News itself employ?
We'd answer it. But...
Go ahead.
Reporters, photographers. Administrative staff.
But aren't those people Osage Nation employees or Osage Nation contractors?
Yes.
They're employees and contractors.
I'm just trying to, can somebody give me some examples of when this might be applicable? What kind of things would be happening that would cause an editorial board, an editor, a reporter of the Osage News to need to refuse to disclose a source for an article?
I think that's probably easily answered, Ms. Duty.
For a whistleblower. In case if there's a court case and they want to haul in the staff or the board or anybody that might know who the whistleblower was and that we report that came to us and came to us in confidence, and if they are being asked to appear before the court and then they can't get a hold of the source, they don't know who it is, then they haul in the news who reported it. They can't haul us in to disclose our whistleblower because of the Shield Law. And this is a very basic Shield Law that the state government uses, city governments, or state. It's state law. Is this where you got this information?
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is the state law.
So we don't have this in our whistleblower law already?
Not specifically for the news.
So you're suggesting someone's going to whistleblow to you?
Yes, and they have in the past.
And I believe that. Congresswoman Stabler.
I just want to add to it, this does not protect the source. It just protects the staff of the newspaper from revealing the source.
And it doesn't protect the author of an article if the article is libelous or inaccurate or slanderous.
If they've been a contractor, it would.
Ms. Duty.
This has no protection for slander or libel.
Okay.
Any further questions? Congressman Maker and then Congressman Potts.
Or a case of libel or slander or some kind of fake news story that was printed at all?
No.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I do have a little bit of concern on one word.
Judicial.
Sorry?
Judicial?
No. For refusing to disclose the source of any information procured while so connected or employed. Procured to me carries that connotation of purchased. So I just, to explain, the Osage News pays for a source. I don't think that that should be protected. So I would be more comfortable with where just obtained. If you all obtain it through a whistleblower, if you obtain it through something, that is protected. But if you pay for that information, I don't know that that should be protected.
Ms. Duty.
I agree with Mr. Potts, and that is not a practice by the news.
And I'm not saying that it is by any means, but
correct,
we
correct.
Don't have the means anyway.
By putting in here, that word procured carries that connotation to me of it was paid for with those Osage dollars. So I would like to amend the amendment to strike the word procured and insert obtained. Amend the restated.
No, I restated.
So amend the restated amendment.
Okay. Rather than argue about a procured, I'll say okay to obtained.
Okay. Chair would like to entertain a Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I see where this is going. I'm glad you took the publisher out, but I'd like to use better language than or other person connected with. I just think that is so vague. Editorial board, editor, reporter, staff,
contractor.
That is so broad, or other person connected with. I think that it really needs to, you can trace staff back to their paycheck, that they're employed. You can trace a contractor back, that they are actually protected under this shield law. But when you throw in or other person connected with, I think it's pretty vague.
Ms. Duty?
I'm fine with that. And along those same lines, then take out or any person, because it's the same language.
Right, I think I'm...
So it would just be staff and our contractors.
Right.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a point of order. Is it in the intention of the author of the restated amendment to restate with all of this conversation, or do we need to process each amendment to the restated amendment?
Congresswoman Stabler.
I will be happy to simplify things and just restate.
Thank you.
Before I restate, I want to make sure that I got that last edit properly, though. Taking out or other person connected with, and replacing it with staff and contractors.
Staff or contractor is what I have written.
Or contractors.
There. And there's like three places. Excuse me, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
I see it three places within the body here where it makes that reference. So maybe those aren't all applicable. I haven't scrutinized it that hard. Okay, I think the so connected will be fine to stay there. All so connected. Yeah, I think that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I see on line two, it says employed or any person who has been so connected or employed by the Osage News. So do you all want that second phrase taken out?
Ms. Shaw Duty.
I think it's fine to leave in.
To leave in that part, thank you. So are we ready for me to restate?
Yes.
I wanted to ask, I wanted to explore judicial bodies.
You have a question, Congresswoman?
I wanted to explore whether judicial bodies should not be able to find someone in contempt for refusing to reveal source in the Osage Nation.
I tend to agree with you.
I don't think that we've ever tried any cases like that in our court, so I don't believe that we have a precedence set as of yet. So that's something that we probably ought to not fool with until we cross that bridge, because I think we'd be opening up a can of worms. We're not a court. You are an attorney.
Well, that's
we're not a court.
I'm saying so, we get to court, and there's an article that's been written.
There's plenty of legal beagles up there to take care of those types of issues, in my personal opinion. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
But the way I'm understanding is we're completely cutting out the judicial branch to have that authority or ability to do so by this amendment.
I don't think that you can stop a judge from
you can't,
making a decision. So, Ms. Duty, I'll recognize you.
In state cases, this is a language to deter, but it doesn't mean a judge can't. So a judge can hold a reporter in contempt, but this is a good protection for most cases, but if it's severe enough, a judge will hold a reporter in contempt.
Congresswoman Edwards.
It says, shall not be judged in contempt by a judicial body. That's why I want to take the word judicial out.
Ms. Duty.
There are national cases and state cases where reporters are held in contempt because most states, if not all states in the United States, have a shield law.
But we don't follow state cases.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would agree there are national cases, but is there some language that could be put in there? Because I believe there's a quantifier, right? It's you can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater. There's some quantifier of the crowded movie theater. Is it a judge can hold a reporter in contempt if there's threat to
life?
So I mean, what is that quantifier? Because maybe that's what Congressman Edwards is saying needs to be put in there.
Ms. Duty.
We could look up that language and find it and bring it back.
I'm going to leave this up to Congresswoman Stabler.
I'm willing, if it's going to hold up the committee on their passing this bill, or if it's if they're willing to, if it's important to them, I'm willing to do that research and bring it back.
Thank you.
What's the will of the committee? Research and come back, or I don't think we have. I don't think we're quite where we need to be.
Is it,
Congressman Maker?
Well, do you make a motion to table this to further research already, or just that one section?
No, I just brought the substitute. Restated the substitute, so. But I'm willing
to catch. Let's remember we're still on the motion also. Mm-hmm. Congressman Potts.
Could be, and I'm not an attorney. What I'm reading is that you can't ignore a subpoena. As a reporter, editorial board, or staff member, you can ignore the subpoena you can ignore the subpoena that requires you to compel your source. What the judicial branch can hold you in contempt for is not not disclosing your source, but they can hold you in contempt for ignoring the subpoena. Is that, Congresswoman Edwards, do you know?
That's not what how I read it.
What do we need to do with the motion if I table, ask to table it?
With
table the amendment.
Withdraw on that time.
Withdraw your motion to amend and then table the bill.
Okay.
Congresswoman,
I'll do,
State.
I'll do so. I'll make a motion to withdraw my amendment and to table the bill.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Postpone it, excuse me.
Congressman Potts.
Do those need to be two different motions?
Oh.
I believe so.
Okay, I make a motion to withdraw my amendment.
Second.
Okay, you have a motion and a second to withdraw. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion passes. Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes, I'm fine. I will make a motion to postpone the bill.
Second.
Second. All those in favor signify by saying aye. All those opposed? Motion passes. We'll table until next meeting. Thank you, Ms. Duty. And
what about the alternate?
You can work with Ms. Stabler on this, if you would, please.
I'm sorry?
I was just talking to Ms. Duty.
Oh. And
still have Ms. Manti on the phone.
Yes, and Ms. Manti.
Ms. Manti?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I don't know if you heard all of the conversation or not. Okay. We're just kind of stuck on that one little part there, and there's going to be a little research done, and then we're going to wrap this thing up at the next meeting.
That's great. Thank you.
Okay, and thank you for your time.
Thank you for letting me join.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so.
Congressman Stabler.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Could you schedule a conference call with her since she's our representative to the editorial board?
Sure.
Because that's, I mean, I want to hear. They want to, they're categorized as an advisory board and they want to remain as an advisory board. That's a big difference between an advisory board. An editorial board is usually, of a newspaper, is usually not an advisory board.
Okay, well, we can work on that later. We're going to move on to item number 7, which is ONCA 1979. Congresswoman Stabler, you're the author.
Oh, boy, it's me again.
Let me say, they might, if there is a publisher, they might have a different role, but the publisher here is not clear.
Okay, all right. Okay, so this bill that I'm bringing forward is one piece or one step forward in dealing with the Arbawa Act, which is not ready to go, but it does define how a jury is created, because we don't have any process for that right now. So there are just some specifications from the TLOA that we needed to put in there, and they are in there. And so this bill is what I've presented. If there's any questions on it, I'm glad to help.
Okay. Take just a moment to read through it. Mm-hmm. Congresswoman Edwards.
So the court gets the debt. The court's making the eligible jurors up.
Yes.
Using data supplied by the Osage Nation Membership Office.
And other agencies. There's actually several agencies.
So is the idea that the eligible jurors are going to be employees of the nation?
Possible, yes.
Well, what do you mean possible?
Well, there's different places they can pull from. It can come from membership, it can come from employees, it can come from agencies of the nation. The purpose or the end result is that we have an unbiased jury that has a cross section, because we're talking about non-native offenders.
I agree with that. Mm-hmm. Where I start having problems is if it's the employees, then it needs to be the list of employees. It's not it's not maybe the employees, it's the list. So usually the jury pool is going to be all Osage Nation members that live within 150, all employees, all blah, blah, blah. And then that's the eligible pool of jurors. And nobody sorts through those or does anything like that beforehand. That's your jury pool. Now, as you pull your jury pool out and there's somebody that somehow is disqualified, the judge will do that. But in the beginning, I mean, I think that's where you're going, but I don't like the idea. But if it reads so that it seems like someone can pick some of the employees or 10 of the employees or something like that, typically what I've seen is the jury pool is all the employees, for example.
Including non-native?
Mm-hmm.
It has to.
So I just want to make sure that, see, usually the list of eligible jurors is prepared by Human Resources and delivered to the court. The list of eligible, which would be...
And that's what I thought this, that's what we're referring to, that they're providing a list of eligible names from HR, from membership, and from... Nations, enterprises, agencies, subdivision, instrumentalities, including residents of the villages and so forth. So it's creating the database.
Okay, well then could you change the name, could the word list to database?
I believe it says in electronic form. Full name, date of birth, and residential addresses.
It's
a electronic form.
See, to me, I would feel more comfortable if it said a database of eligible jurors shall be assembled by the court.
Okay. So we can insert base on line 33 after the date.
27.
Literally the first sentence.
Okay. So there's several places. It'd be line 27, line 33, and...
And when it says prepared, I would say maintained. A database of eligible jurors shall be maintained by the court.
Okay, what line are you on?
27. A database of eligible jurors shall be maintained by the court.
Can I get an amendment form?
Gotcha.
Oh, we have them on our side now.
I know. I was looking for them yesterday. Walked halfway around the building.
I have a question. Question?
Yes, Congressman Baker.
Question, just so for my own, on line 32, it says tracking all the residents of the villages. Why does that have to be in there? Have they been in the past separate than the rest of the membership? It seems like they'd already be included in the basic membership. I mean, see, this seems like they were at one time in a separate category or something. I'm just a question.
Congresswoman Stabler.
No, they're not necessarily in the database. To live in the villages, you don't have to have a membership card. We also accept CDIB in there. They just have to be Osage. And there are also non-Osages living with Osages in the village.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Who does track that? Who keeps... Do we have a census of the villages?
Congresswoman Stabler.
Each village would keep that list.
And they do?
We do. We have to have it for...
With the BIA.
For okay. Our programs and stuff like that.
All right.
Congressman Potts.
Looking at section C, or subletter C,
curious as to why it would say elected officials shall be exempt from serving on juries during their terms of office. I mean, I get during your term of office, but what happens if an elected official is called after their term of office? Would they just be excused for good cause at that point?
Now, it's been my experience as a state employee working in law enforcement. There were exceptions, but the judge makes that, determines that.
That's what I'm saying. Would they be excused? Is that good cause at that point?
The judge will make that determination. When you step in that courtroom, everything is
right.
So you're suggesting world. You want to strike that?
I'm asking if it needs to be stricken. I'm not suggesting I would like to.
Congresswoman Edwards.
I always want attorneys and elected officials to have the opportunity to serve on juries if it's appropriate. And if it's not appropriate, I am for the judge deciding that. But I wouldn't. We've gotten away from automatically. We used to automatically exempt attorneys from being on juries, but that doesn't happen anymore.
Now you have
Congresswoman Goodfox.
So now you have to actually put in a request to get
exempted.
Out of it. I just got out of it. I just got out of it. I just got out of it this week, actually, because we're in session.
That's a good reason.
Normally, it only applies to state officials, but I argued around that we're here in Osage County, and I'm an Osage Nation. You know, we're in our budgetary session, and I'm a chair and on government ops, and it just really was an inconvenient time. So.
Right.
So did anybody make a motion about the previous?
Congresswoman Stabler.
I have it ready to go. Okay, if we want to do a question first, just kind of thing
before the amendment's made, because when I'm reading it, I do think there needs to be a qualifier of data received from the membership office. They have the ability to query it to get an appropriate, more localized jury pool. There's no need to have somebody in the jury database that's residing in Florida. So I think there needs to be a qualifier about what the membership, because there's no need to have all those people in the database. And they're the entity to do that.
Congresswoman Stabler.
I believe that it's mentioned later in the bill. I'm trying to remember what section that's in. Chosen for the following classes of person, living in Osage County, tribal members living in Osage County, residents of the villages, employees of the nation, and because of all those people would be local as well.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Of course, some of our largest number of Osages live in Tulsa area, and Bartlesville has a lot of Osages. Why wouldn't we just establish a geographic mile range? That would up your jury pool quite a bit.
It would. I'm not sure if the numbers there. So I would agree that there's a group that live in Tulsa. The majority of Osages live in Osage County, period. For any age group you're looking at, the majority live in Osage County. So I think it'll give us enough. I just couldn't tell you what that number is right now. I think it's around 5,000, something like that.
I thought the second largest.
Congresswoman Edwards.
I thought the second largest geographic area that had Osages in it was Tulsa, the city of Tulsa.
Could be. I just said that the largest group was in Osage County. So I don't know. It doesn't really matter to me if we want to expand it to, you know, to within 100 miles.
I would, but that's just me.
And knowing that sometimes it's hard to get a jury pool.
Congresswoman Stager.
Now, there's a fee that goes with this that we pay people to come here. I don't know what happens if you have within a certain driving distance or something, you have to put them up overnight or not. I don't know.
I don't think you're putting anybody up overnight. If you do 100 miles, they can drive back and forth. And you don't even have to do 100 miles. How far is Tulsa from here?
60.
You could do 70. You could do 75. That's less than an hour's drive or an hour's drive.
So.
Congresswoman Stager.
So then the amendment would be on under B number one, line 48, Osage Nation tribal members living within 75 miles
of the courthouse.
Of the court.
Mm-hmm. But they can.
Under zip codes, they can. So are you ready for my amendment?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Page one, line 27, insert after using a database of eligible jurors shall be maintained by the court. Line 33, after the data, insert base. Line 34, after the data, insert base. And now I'll include, where'd it go? Page two, line 48, remove Osage County and insert within 75 miles of the Osage Nation Court.
Okay, we have a motion. On an amendment.
Can you read the first amendment, please, again?
Line one, page one, line 27. Insert after using a list of eligible jurors shall be prepared by the court using.
No.
Insert a database of eligible jurors shall be maintained by the court.
I don't quite understand that.
That you all requested.
Database. Page one, line 27, strike list, insert database.
No, strike using. No, insert after using, strike data supplied.
My request was page one, line 27, strike list, insert database, strike prepared, and insert, what was the word I used? Maintained.
Okay, give me just a second here.
If you want me to, I'll write it down.
I can write down it.
Okay.
Congressman Stabler.
Page one, line 27, strike list, insert database. Same line, strike prepared, insert maintain. Then line 33, after the data, insert base. Line 34, after the data, insert base. Page two, line 48, strike Osage County, insert within 75 miles of the Osage Nation Court.
Okay, we have motion. Do we have a second?
Committee either?
Oh, second.
I realize it's getting late in the afternoon. I have a motion and a second for an amendment. Madam Clerk, you going to read that amendment? The amendment.
I'm missing two lines.
the statement.
You can read my writing. Here it is.
The motion is page 1, line 27, strike list and insert database, strike prepared and insert maintained. Line 33, after the data, insert base. Line 34, after the data, insert base. Page 2, line 48, strike Osage County and insert within 75 miles of the Osage Nation Court.
Okay, you've heard the motions. I think that's a pretty good compromise. We had a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Amendment passes. Congresswoman Staber, do we have anything else?
I have no other amendments myself.
Is everybody good? Congressman Potts.
Motion to report ONCA 1979 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
Motion with a due pass recommendation, seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed?
That happened the other day, too.
Motion passes. Okay, moving on to item number 8. Before we move on to ONCA 1982, does anybody need a bathroom break?
Motion for a 10-minute recess.
Okay.
Second.
So moved.
Second.
We're in recess.
I had him on my lap, but we're in recess.
He's not here, so you're okay.